Good evening, everybody, or afternoon. Is it afternoon still? I am joined here with Nicholas Pascod, host of Radio Nation, who is filling in for Simone, who is not here this week, I think. But yeah, so would it be afternoon or evening, Nick?
It's evening afternoon.
Evening afternoon, yes, I like it. Anyways, we're going to have a really brief show for you guys tonight, because, yeah, it's going to be brief. But tonight's show, we're gonna start featuring more of our guest artists on our show in our actual playlist.
I'm good. I just put the headphones in full blast.
In my right ear.
But yeah, we're gonna start playing more of our featured artists' songs on our show. So you'll be. This is a great time to be tuning into the original soundtrack because you're gonna hear songs that you won't hear on the radio.
Yeah.
So, and same with Radio Nation. You're going to be hearing songs on both of our shows that you're not going to hear on the radio.
It's like, why would you listen to our station for, like, legitimate, like, if you're going to listen to our station, listen for music that you're not going to hear on the radio. Because if you don't want to hear, like, music on the radio, just go listen to 92.5.
Yeah,
the music sucks. Go listen to it.
Yeah, really.
It does suck.
We're playing upcoming talent, so, you know.
Our talent is better. Like, it's actually.
It really is, yeah.
People put their heart into it. It's not like, I'm Kesha and I just want to do this because I got to pay for my drinking habit. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of how it goes.
Seriously, like, tune into our shows if you want to hear some artists that they're a lot of talent that we have. Tonight's featured musician artist is from Mississauga, Ontario, GFL. Then we're going to talk about the most irritating pop songs, and this is an article on MSN Music. This is going to be fun.
Does Rebecca Black count as a pop song?
She was like the feature cover on the first thing. But we're going to go into that.
It's not even a pop song. It's just a bad song. A classically bad song.
We're going to... and also, you guys can call in at 416-289-5000 if you want to join in on any of our conversations or request a song. Tonight, as many as you guys may remember, we did an episode back in, I think, December. We had a 90s day. And due to technical difficulties, we couldn't record that episode. So we're going to be doing that tonight. This is our 90s episode.
The extension number for that call in line is 8615 for you.
Yeah,
for remember about that. That's okay. Yeah. I don't even have a call in version yet. I'm too poor.
Tonight is the original soundtrack, episode 19, the last episode of episode 6. So we're going to do everything the way it was done back at that episode number 6. Well, we're going to... Yeah. So we're going to start off with the top 10 songs of this month.
Okay, yeah, okay.
This month.
This is the part where I read.
Yeah.
So the number 10 on the list is Rolling in Deep by Adele.
It's a really catchy song, actually.
I like this song.
Yeah.
Did you find that? You ever hate when that happens? You have to do something, and then all of a sudden you get really, really popular on your phone. What the hell?
Yeah,
what
really.
What is this? Stop. Where's this been all day? Number 9 is Hold It Against Me by Britney Spears.
With her much anticipated album that's coming out soon, or it's already out, I don't know.
I think it's already out, but I don't. What do I know?
Yeah.
Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj featuring Drake, Canadian boy. Do you know Nicki Minaj? Do you know she started in indie first?
Really?
She started in indie, and that's from one of the girls that I had on my show was telling me that she actually was started in an indie, but the person that she met said, you need to do pop, and changed her whole musical style.
Oh, wow.
So it goes to show you how poppy this world is.
I know, eh?
It's not that pop music isn't bad, but it just kind of sucks. That
yeah.
Like Magic by Jordan or J.R.?
Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Just abbreviated there.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that.
Well, I don't like...
Who's that chick from... Dave Guetta and Rihanna.
Yeah, that's number 6.
Yeah.
Number 5, Who That Girl by Flo Rida featuring Akon.
Yeah. This song's so wrong.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Akon.
Yeah, me either.
This is one of my favorite songs actually on this list. It's Tonight I'm Loving You by Enrique Iglesias featuring Ludacris and DJ Frankie E. It's a catchy song.
Yeah, really. I'm glad Enrique's back though. He's pretty he's a good singer.
He is a good singer.
Yeah.
Who's he married to? It's not him.
Good question.
He's not married to Jennifer Lopez. No, that's Mark Anthony. Man.
Yeah.
Number three, All the Lights, featuring Kanye West, Rihanna, and Kid Cudi. This is number two here. This is What the Hell by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
And number one, what you people are listening to, apparently. Effin' Perfect by Pink.
Yeah, I like Pink, though. She's one of my favorite female artists, actually.
Yeah? I'm not a huge fan.
I'm not a huge fan, but I don't mind the one song,
yeah. Raise Your Glass. It's okay. It's a good song.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break and play five songs for you. This is from our 90s list. It's supposed to be.
Yes, is this?
This is the indie music.
Okay. is not Holograms that we're playing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with Things I've Forgotten by Oreska Band. Listen to the original soundtrack with Nicholas Pescod.
And Josh Skinner.
We'll be right back. sunlight hurts my eyes.
It's just me against the world.
And something without wanting love.
Nothing to lose. It's just me against the world, baby.
There's heavy on my mind.
I got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world. The city, the cops are stopping me. The prodigy's full of bullets, the bodies is dropping. They ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children because they're illing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the capability. But I'm feeling, but will it last? So be blasted, hard headed bastard. Maybe you're listening to this casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm losing my homies in a hurry. They relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business.
One more time. Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time, a celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need, yeah. Come on, alright. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free.
Welcome back to the original soundtrack. This is our revisiting of our Lost episode 6. It's great.
Yay.
So we're playing all 90s music in the reduced playlist tonight because we're going to end the show a little bit earlier. But Simone has arrived to join us.
Hi, Simone.
Hi, you guys.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I like bacon. Did you hear that?
I like bacon, too.
I also like bacon.
So, for tonight's short rant, we're going to talk about
I think it just needs to be
the most
song.
irritating, catchy pop songs ever. And this is an article on MSN, so you can check that out.
I think it's just got to be one song. I think we all know what song it's going to be.
Yeah.
There have been terrible ones over the years.
Baby, baby, oh.
So at the top of their list, right now they have Aaron Carter's Crush on You.
I don't even remember that song.
Crush on You.
So we'll try and find that and play it for you guys later, but I don't remember that card. The picture that MSN has is of him playing like a Game Boy.
Nick, are you okay there?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Doesn't sound like you're fine.
Do you realize how like tough it is to use this computer? What's his name? Aaron Carter?
Yeah, Crush on You, so you can find that.
Wasn't he on whatchamacallit, Dancing with the Stars, something not long ago?
Was he really?
I think so.
That's hilarious.
That's kind of
Forgotten star, so he probably was.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Forgotten stars are on Dancing with the Stars.
This doesn't look like this is really the music video. Fan video Crush on You. Let's play it. Can we play it?
Yeah. It's bad.
Oh my god, he's so young. You got a brother too, right, Nick Carter?
Yeah, Crunchy Boys.
Yeah. He's like the blonde version of Bieber.
Yeah, he is. Just longer hair.
Just not as
annoying. Because Bieber cut his hair now.
Yeah, it looks dumb. Oh my god, he's naked.
Song is so painful it hurts.
I wasn't even like listening to it. It was so bad. It really is bad.
It's just so painful. It's like a helium.
It sounds like a horrible 80s song, like an 80s dance song.
This was in the 90s.
Yeah, it just sounds like a horrible high pitched 80s song. It sounds like something I don't know. Let's just move on.
It hurts. It just hurts. Okay, so next on the list that they had was Lady Gaga and Poker Face. Totally agree with that, because that is the most irritating tune.
What do you do when you meet Lady Gaga? Poker Face. Have you heard that stupid joke?
No. Now I have.
There you go. You just heard it.
But yeah, okay, so we're going to play a bit of Poker Face for you, so you can enjoy it. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You love it.
I hate it.
You love it. Don't lie.
I hate it. I hated everything about her, actually, when she first came out. Because she was weird.
She still is weird. What's wrong?
I still don't like her.
What's wrong with you? She still is weird. She came in.
I don't like her. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Kind of. I want to hold them like they do in Texas. Yeah, a little weird. Fold them, let
them hit me, raise it. Like, people compare her to Madonna, but she's, like, creepy here.
No.
She's, like, creepy Madonna.
Madonna loves her, though. Madonna's like, I took my kids to see Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Well, because she's, like, she's just like Madonna, though. Like, she does everything like Madonna.
But Madonna was, like, cool. And, like, actually had songs that, like, somewhat made relevant sense to Madonna.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, Lady Gaga. It's like on my show, it's like we're talking about Jonas Brothers and how like someone compared them to the Jonas. Like, no, they should never be in the same sentence.
Yeah, that was what I heard about.
It's like, you just don't look at Jonas Brothers.
But anyways, yeah, that's Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
He's like,
Thoughts on that song, on how awesome it is?
It's better than the last song, so...
That's not saying much.
The last
song? Well, it actually is saying a lot, though, because the last song was, like, just unlistenable, too.
Yeah, really?
Like, it was just, like, like screaming the whole time, and this is just, like, it's just kind of, like, yeah, no, it's just not good, but better, progressively better.
It's getting better. The next song on their list, this is kind of maybe a shocker for some of those fans out there, but
yeah,
the Beatles, Obladi.
I thought it would be Yellow Submarine. The song is pretty annoying.
That one kind of makes me angry.
It sounds like a song that you just sing to when you just completely
drunk sailors.
I think I'm probably going to be hearing one of these songs this week, and I'm going to a 60s party. You're probably going to hear that. Oh, no, this is annoying. Stop it. It didn't even start. I can't.
It sounds like a song they totally made on acid.
I I can't.
It's like,
I'm gonna request, like, this weekend, I'm gonna be like, please don't play this song.
Sing the song, I'm the Walrus. I'm the song, I'm the Walrus. This song's totally, like, ongoing.
Milkshake.
I remember having to play this song in a band in grade 7. And they had a trombone part, like, really. So that's the Beatles version of there. So if you can see Simone's face right now, yeah, you know it's annoying.
It is annoying.
She's just angry.
I am angry.
It's like, why? It's why? It's like, why do you all suck? The next song, I've never heard of this person, but I know the song, is Milkshake by Kellis.
I can't even remember.
Basically, what MSN wrote is that it's one of the most catchiest tunes on the planet.
It is, but it's stupid.
Yeah. You guys can judge for yourself. Enjoy.
This is as bad as Rebecca. Like, is Friday just like, you know, bad music day?
I think it is now. Don't worry, guys. Next week we're gonna have some better music for you. Don't worry.
I don't know about my show. My show might not. No, it will. I can assure you it will.
That's always a good thing to be on air day.
Yeah.
So next song we're gonna play for you is by Chuck Berry, and it's just the name just makes me laugh. It's called My Ding-a-Ling. So we're gonna start playing that one for you. Playing. Okay, one sec.
Hanging on a string, she told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh.
I just jokingly say that I'd kill myself to certain songs, but this actually may be a song I would probably kill myself. If I had to listen to this on a daily basis, I would be dead. I'd put a gun to my head.
Grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule.
So that's Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-Ling. Anyways, that song's kind of whatever.
This next song
is by Sisqó. It's called...
Is it the thong song?
Thong song. I've actually never heard this song before.
Really?
So
it's really bad.
You haven't heard this song?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just floating. So what'd you want to say?
Oh, no, I'm going to say it after.
I was going to say that Ja Rule just got arrested for tax evasion.
He would.
He's the worst rapper ever.
Letting all the ladies know.
Yeah.
What guys talk about.
This part of the song? Email.
Yeah, no.
The final thing you like.
Oh, and yeah, this song.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know I never...
The song was like popular. Just a sad thing is it's actually like a popular song.
Yeah.
It sucks.
What are those things though?
It's like, what has Sisqó done after?
Well,
nothing.
Haven't you
nothing,
guys seen?
No, because the first time he sucked. Why would I check him out the second time? You know what I mean? Like.
Chris Brown is the new Chris Brown. Sisqó, haven't you seen his hair?
Yeah, you know, he looks like Dennis Rodman. He straight up and down looks like Dennis Rodman.
You know what? I think sing it again. She had
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that hair for Rihanna either.
I'm not a big fan of her in general.
No, I'm really not either.
That. I'll go into that later, but like, I have my reasons as to why. But
she's kind of. I feel like she brings it upon herself.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
She just brings it. But she then Chris Brown beating her isn't really something you bring upon yourself.
No. But the irony I find is how she released an album about with like so many songs about sex and masochism, like a year later. About how much she likes sex S&M. It's like, okay, well then I'm confused.
Yeah, you just got beat. Question, Rihanna. Where does this make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, I just did it for money.
I had that on the radio recently on Z102.5, asking me, like, you think Rihanna should be promoting a song like that after what happened to her?
She shouldn't.
Like, no, she should be doing the opposite.
She shouldn't. Yeah, she's been saying, don't do this, but it's her new style. Whatever, good for her.
It's called contradictory.
It's called hypocrisy. So next song is Kylie Minogue's I Should Be So Lucky.
She did another song, too.
Let's see.
She did that one song.
Oh, she God, this video.
She did that one song, Can't Get You Out of My Mind or whatever. That song was not...
bad. So
we won't be playing any more of the song, sorry. If you like it, you can just go Google it, because
go on YouTube. YouTube's like the new LimeWire in my opinion.
Yeah, and you can just download the program, you can find those programs and just download the songs for you.
Yeah, really. So the next song everybody knows, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I got a story for this one.
Oh, my humps.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be the other
I
one.
Will tell Which you guys one? This I in a few seconds.
The one that they just came out last year that they played at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't watch their Super Bowl.
I can't remember his call because I can't care anymore for it.
Have they improved their live performances at all?
What, Super
Well,
Bowl?
The Super Bowl was just disappointing.
It was.
The Black Eyed Peas performance.
Yeah, that's
they
what
used
I mean.
To be really, really
that's
bad.
What I'm talking about. They performed at the Super Bowl. It sucked. Like, it was so bad. Like, you could tell just...
They don't practice.
They tried to do this whole Tron deal and it just didn't work out.
No.
This song has... We were actually at my friend's church, and the song came on when someone called during the prayer, and all you hear is, my humps, my love. And
God must
like
be
looking.
Happy.
What did God
and
say to
And the priest
that?
Was like...
He's like, no, lightning bolt.
It was so funny.
If I was a priest, I'd just start dancing.
And my friend's like, oh, I told my friend to change my ringtone.
This is my humps. Yeah, I remember this song. This was a repressed memory.
I feel like 90% of the Black Eyed Peas songs are just like grossly overplayed.
They all are, yeah, really.
Yeah, they
all the
all
ones
are.
That are all the ones you hear.
You know,
the radio
one's the most overplayed. What's it?
I got a feeling.
Yeah, no.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That song is so overplayed.
Oh yeah, I've got a feeling. Yeah, that's overplayed.
Oh God, yeah.
Overplayed. I'm getting sick and tired.
I got a feeling it's gonna be an average day. Sorry to break it. Sorry to break it to you, Black Eyed Peas.
The next one is by Daft Punk, Around the World. I don't know. I like this song.
I love that song.
But it was I remember back in the 90s, it was overplayed grossly.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Yeah. It's a great song.
But I love this song, yeah. It's not. It's like
it's
a never...
It's good for now. But like,
I've never heard it.
Yeah, you hear it.
But you know what? This song is like an ageless song. It's always going to be. It's so good. It's an ageless song. Actually, when I went to Wet Bar, they played this song, and this guy danced like he was doing the electric dance or something. God. It was so funny.
That's scary.
It got to the point where the security guard had to tell him to stop.
Yeah.
No, like, it pretty much, like, not to tell him to stop. Like, I think he thought he was fighting somebody. And he had to, like, he put his arm around him. But...
Stop fighting people.
Yeah, no, because you can't see from over him. The security guard's kind of short. It was kind of funny, though. He's like, I'm just dancing, dude. Like, I'm like, oh, poor guy. That's how you know you can't dance. That's a sign.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah, this song. Daft Punk remixed this song, actually, really recently. Actually, not recently. In 2007. And I love the remix. I don't care what anyone says.
The remix for what?
This song. I remixed it.
Oh.
I love the remix. And some of you, we played it on the show before, but in case you haven't heard it, I'll play it for you again. It is Around the World. This one.
Well, this is faster. Oh, this one with Kanye's background thing to it. The stronger thing?
No. This is yeah, it's the mix of those two songs.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I like this one. I like the original one.
I like this one. Yeah. This is on their album Alive, so I mean, this is a classic song, so I don't know what MSN is talking about, but whatever.
Yeah, they can
They're special.
Go, you know. You guys can fill in the words. They can
so,
go.
This song is called The Fast Food Song by the Fast Food Rockers.
I'm sorry. Right now. Looks like McDonald's girls like or something. Turkey.
All I have to say to that is wow. I can't say anything else.
I can't
I can't describe you this video.
So
it's just
funny.
It's like they just like very colorful.
We're gonna post it on our wall.
It's hilarious.
I don't know if you should do that.
All our fans.
Sesame Street. You have no. Really
all your fans just left.
Unlike your page instantly.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
You delete it, they all come back.
Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. I actually want to bring it now.
No,
I wouldn't.
I don't.
This has ruined food for me.
I just thought of food and just like, oh.
It's like McDonald's started like a record company. And this is what they came up with.
This is bad.
What number are we at?
That was the last one.
That was number one?
Yeah, number one.
No. Number one wasn't on the list because number one is so bad that it...
You already know what it is.
Yeah. You already know.
You don't even have to say what it is.
We already know.
Yeah, really.
Just think of today's day and you have the song.
Yeah. So we're going to take another really quick break. And we're going to start off with Dr. Jones by Aqua. Listen to the original soundtrack on Centennial College Internet Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that video. Do you need this?
Mm-hmm. No, sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. Summertime love in the moonlight.
I
on the level of our unconsciousness. For example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Me. Follow a visual mist, imprints a tiger fist, fly swift, attacking Kodak. So get your camera ready if you plan to catch a hollow. Gram a dope lyrical nut, so suck and swallow. Borrow a pencil and a sack of common sense. You can take notes on how to flow those and represent. Occupants in my space, bring it on, try to arm me. I grab a gun and start to unload like finished laundry. Terminology rips like full clips through bullshit. Funk flips off the tongue, Ryu's on some bullshit. Belly flops and whatnot, low audio sonar. Track the beams, pulling on dreams into the polar. Semitic solar, systematically scramble thoughts like eggs on Sunday morning. OJ and acid drops, randomly ripping spots. Spitting dope like free basin, like an open invitation to come and kick it with Satan, yo.
It off, couldn't shoot surgery. Perjury's a crime, now you must pay the penalty. I inject the deadly poison that sucks calcium out your teeth, drying out your bones, killing the fake identity. Your destiny, but beware, being guided by the fools. Dude will be dropped in front of you, many I knew got shook. Troops on top of Tommy Hill, getting played by Captain Hook. Look behind the bush and see the red eyes of the demon, like semen traveling lost, searching for the egg. Giving birth to an identity, no heart and no brain. Traveling through a maze, but never past the third grade. Roll the dice, get a seven, now you move to next phase. Pressure's getting kinda thick as you fall into a fade. Breaking out of sweat, but the water evaporates. Rubbing your eyes, not believing what I demonstrate. Visual effects as well as comprehensional sound waves. Blinded by the fact that you are now official contract slaves. Seeing the light, you may be able to escape the grave. But the dice are in your hand, I be the invisible man. Holding back the guardian angel that's trying to help you stand. As you collapse, you roll a two, it sends you two steps back. Blood drips off the guillotine that's meant to slay the whack. The last words you ever hear would be the knowledge that you lack.
Making fools understand. Making fools. drink it down to the main source. So watch how many people fake the funk, huh? Categorized in the majority of punks. Can't avoid the false fashion, get trapped in a slump. A fool's paradise, rockin' mics, live a large. Cruising through what losers, I peep the mirage. Imagining the plaque made of platinum when he's rapping. But he don't know the facts in the game, now what happened? Identify the mask of a fraud, the gun, no confess. Hidden hologram shown, watch the mirror reflect. The style of beyond seal of official respect. A one, two, two, mic, mic, check. The rhythm black hole, rapping in the souls of artificial flows to decompose, cause it ain't really real. Reveal what's concealed, pop balloon headed ego. Syringe deflates to my state below zero. Scales getting tipped with overweight heights. Invisible emblem shining bright from my wrath. So open up the door and feel the blast. Cause too many rhymes, too many slides, too many paths.
Welcome back to the original soundtrack. We are going to move on to our featured artist. This is GFL Productions. They're from, Mississauga, Ontario. And basically what they do, from what I understand, is they're not only like a hip-hop group, but they also do, you know, production work and publishing work for other artists too, which is, I think, is really cool. It's great. Other artists helping other artists, which is really great. So we're going to move straight into... So a while back, we asked them if they could just answer a few questions for us via email because they couldn't make it to the studio because they're very busy. So they were kind enough to do that. So it's basically our interview questions that we asked them. And, you know, so here we go. So we asked them how long they've been doing music, and they've said that they've been doing music for the better part of 7 years now. And that... Sorry. Yeah, their influences were major producers such as Dr. Dre, Timberland, and they'll be their top two. So they do music because, you know, I guess why most of them do it, because it's entertaining, it's fun, and it's a great way to express themselves in a creative manner. I think is, you know, it's kind of why artists do art in general, I find. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just something to... It's creative for yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of like an output. So we asked them if they... played any music, and the person who did the interview, who answered this interview, sorry, I don't have the name who answered it, but he said that he's not trained on any one instrument, but he has a great ear for what sounds good and what gels together. So, I mean, you know, basically any kind of, it's like the song we have in the background, you know, how it's the good, it's a song by a sweet child of mine that was remixed by Fort Minor with, like, you know, the hip hop beat. So, I mean, like, he kind of does stuff like that. It's a really great beat, and you're going to hear it in one of the songs that we're going to play later on. So when they start working on a new song or project, basically they try to find something that everyone can relate to. So that's always on their mind for making, you know, fun, enjoyable, positive music that kind of makes everyone's day, you know, brighter and happy. So you kind of need that in life.
We do.
It'll make you smile.
I need to put a smile on my face pretty soon.
So, when we asked them why they chose to go with hip-hop, they said because it's not easy. You have to prove yourself, and because I've always loved hip-hop, rap, because of its flavor and style.
Yeah, and hip-hop is
very
hard.
It's very competitive to do. It's really, really hard to get into.
It is. And, you know, recently I was watching American Idol, and J-Lo, she kept crying with when most majority of the black people kept leaving, because she said they have talent, but there's such a, like, there's so much of them already that there's just not enough space.
There really is no more space.
So, I mean, like, they just need to basically wait till these people die off or something, like, to, like, fill somebody in.
That sounds horrible, but it's true.
But it's true. Like, you have to be, like, the best of the best to actually get in there and have them help you get up there.
Yeah.
Like, really and truly, there really is no space in the urban world.
Yeah, because I was reading on my MP3 player a while back, because it has the artist bios and everything on it. I was reading about, like, the likes of, Alicia Keys, Aaliyah, Shanti, and their bios, like, they basically got into the industry through luck. Like,
yeah.
Someone just noticed them and said, oh, you got talent.
Especially,
and they kind of gave
Shanti.
Them that. Yeah. They got into it via luck. So, I mean, yeah. It's not an easy industry to get into.
It really
so,
is
I totally
not.
Get what
That's
the
like
JBL's coming
Rihanna
from.
Rihanna, too, she just started singing Jay-Z just. Happened to walk by her and was
like,
hey, you sound pretty good.
So we asked them, so what they've been up to lately, and we have a lot. They've been doing a steady rotation of local radio university stations, kind of like our separate college, and underground hip-hop stations, 6 or more local city shows in the heart of Toronto, multiple award nominees, and opening for D12. They opened for D12 on February 6th, which is great. Those of you who don't know who D12 is, that's basically where Eminem was from. Back in the 90s, they opened up for them.
Awesome.
So that's really great. Like, I applaud that.
Yeah.
And they got the 2010 Toronto Hip Hop Song of the Year for their songs. And it was for the song I Want You by Sandman featuring Drew and the R&B Prince of the North. Sorry. So the challenges that they face are... pretty much, they're pretty close to what most of our artists on our show have said. You know, pretty much standing out among all the other talented artists. And as you know, if you've been listening to our show, we have a lot of talent coming through here, and it's really hard to say which one's our favorite because they're all so good. And I find it hard. And I agree with him. It's hard for them to all stand out apart from each other because there's just so much talent out there. And this is probably my answer to when we asked them who their favorite artist was of all time, retrospectively, Eminem.
Of course.
Not, yeah, really.
Of course.
He's probably the favorite artist of a lot of people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because he's pretty much that success story that
he
you want to hear.
Honestly, and, like, he's really good. Is. And especially during the time he came out, like, not a lot of people. Yeah. Like, it used to be a joke, a white guy rap.
Well, if you hear, you guys have heard the song by Dr. Dre, the latest one called I Need a Doctor, it explains the entire story. Yeah. It's so true. Like, they didn't want to take on the white rapper.
No, and, like, they really did not. But you know what? Dr. Dre had his back, like, 24/7.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, 8 Mile's not really the story. Like, people used to think that 8 Mile was the story of Eminem. Not it really, really isn't, no. But
it's part of it.
It's the same. I mean, the character that he played and who he is, they had the same struggle.
Yeah.
Because of who they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, white boy on the stage, rapping.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little weird, you know. But it was, they always looked down upon it. And now look how many, like, I couldn't believe that because I was thinking, haven't you guys remember Ice, Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty good. He had like a one-hit wonder. Yeah. But I mean, like, he was pretty good. But look at him today. He's still a very successful man, but in contracting.
Yeah, he's gone to the more producer route.
Yeah.
Which a lot of them end up going to.
So never look down upon anybody.
Yeah, really. The guys who didn't sign him probably kicking themselves now. How much money they could have made.
I know, eh?
So final question that I had for them was, you know, where do you see yourself in the next, you know, couple years in your creative direction? And they want to do production. He wants to do more production and songwriters. He wants to be along with those guys. I think it's really cool.
Cool, yeah.
So we're going to play one of their songs for you quickly. And the song is featuring Drew. It's called I Want You. It's by Sandman featuring Drew.
Get your CD burners ready.
Yeah, it's true. Sandman. Yeah, I get plenty chicks. I mess around with several broads, so I got more exes in a big and tall clothing store. Girl, what you hoping for? I don't even drink, but if we hit the club, I make you feel like it's open bar. Mommy got me hypnotized when she shake her torso. I can tell she dance cold. Get up on this North Pole. I teach pimping, baby. Get up on my course code. Zodiac freak. Okay, get up on my horoscope. Of course she feel straight when she whip daddy, and she know to do the talking. If the cops harass me, like, excuse me. What seems the problem? Is it cause the rim shining? Watch blinding, music vibrate. F a show we riding. It's been that way since Tinkertown signed him. GFL got him. Yeah, we got you feeling like. Got you feeling like calling me on a lonely night.
I want you. Damn, I like the way you move. And the sexy little things you do. Shorty, I want you. Damn, you got me hypnotized. With all this paper, I can change your life. Shorty, I want you. Damn, I know you want me too. We can do just what you want.
Step up on the scene, yeah, you know it's trouble. Move around with gorilla dudes, straight up out the jungle. Jack, hammer your chick, pass me the hard hat. Hair out, no clothes, I feel like Tarzan. Bluff every hand so I never get my cards back. Flyer than Scotty's beam, yeah, I'm on a Star Trek. A weekend when he's in, almost like every night. Truck, cocaine, tents darker than Wesley Snipes. On all A game, B, cause we see the clowns. With the D, she on E. Every time we F around, I feel like a Big Mac. Titties make chickens be riding on mini me, little flow so hot that the booth still sizzling. Coroner's on payroll, the way I'm killing it. We see you, boo. Me and Drew always on a girly hunt. They looking back, we looking at each other like what girl
I
you want?
Want you. Damn, I like the way you move and the sexy little things you do. Shorty, I want you. Damn, you got me hypnotized. With all this paper, I can change your life. Shorty, I want you. Damn, I know you want me too. We can do just what you want to do. Shorty, I want you. You're the one I want.
She noticed that I noticed her. Open, so I'm holding her. Baby girl, a wild chick. I always got a holster her. She like being second, cause the money always over her. She moved with the squad and the squad down the road with her.
Girl, come and ride with me, and I'ma ride for you. Baby, into my world, I'll show you how I do. Come help me spend this cheddar. Baby, let me upgrade you.
I want you.
Shorty, I want you. Damn, you got me hypnotized. With all this paper, I can change your life. Shorty, I want you. Damn, I know you want me too. We can do just what you wanna do. Shorty, I want you.
So you just heard the track. Sorry. Look at what we just played. But yeah, you just heard the track "I Want You" by Sandman featuring Drew. Sandman is a member of GFL, and GFL is part of the record label Tika Town. They were the label that we had Amanda Edwards a while back on, so it's the same kind of label thing. So if you want to check out GFL, you can go on tikatown.com and you can find, you know, all their information on there. You find their songs, and they're making a new app. And some of the news that we have from GFL, someone's going to read that for you.
Yes, so the news is with GFL, you're special. Tika Town artist Clever will be releasing his song awaited by debut single titled Clever the Grim. Did I pronounce
Clever,
that right?
Clever the Grim.
Clever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It says Clever, but whatever. Clever sounds it. Better. Clever, whatever. Anyway, so as you guys know, his debut single, or their debut single, is coming out. I don't know when, though.
Probably April.
Oh, and yeah. Second week of April. So that's exciting, you guys. Something to look forward to. Yeah.
They're GFL, also their website. They're working at getting apps for the iPhone and BlackBerry.
Awesome.
Cool, which I think our school should do for our radio station.
I really think they should. But yeah, Tika Town. A lot of people are getting iPhones, man. And I just came from Yorkdale, actually. There's a line for the iPad, too.
Yes, iPad. One of my friends went there for the launch. He works at the Apple Store in Dean Center.
Because I was like, ooh, free food or something. And
what's it with you and food?
I went, and I'm like, oh, what's going on here? She's like, oh, they're lining up for it. We're giving out iPads. I'm like, oh, you got to pay for it, obviously. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, don't tell me that.
Why
you're giving it out.
Why would they give you a giveaway a free iPad?
And like, then after, because the other guy said, oh, we're selling them. We're featuring them today, so we're selling them today. I'm like, oh, okay. But she said, we're giving it out. So whoever talked to her was like, oh, free iPad. Because she didn't say it properly.
What a rude awakening for them.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of funny when I was like, because I'm the one that yelled out, oh, it's not free. And then after, like, there's probably like 10 to 20 people that just walked out of that line.
Oh, I feel so bad for them. We're going to move on in the show before we close it off tonight. Starting off with a song by Prozac, our 90s remake. Starting with Strange Disease, listening to the original soundtrack.
And a loss of concentration. I got a strange disease. I can't concentrate on work. My libido's gone berserk. Now I'm sweating through my shirt. I got a strange disease. 2 weeks ago, you said you'd never leave me. And here I am alone. And in this world, emotional sensations sent by your television stations and unaffected by locations. I got a strange disease. I can't seem to get to sleep. I don't want nothing to eat. Walking up and down your street. I got a strange disease.
What did you you
2 weeks ago. You said you'd never leave me. Now here I am alone. And in this world, reckless happenstance, why do good things have to go away and leave you with nothing? Yeah, you left me with nothing. Strange disease.
Yeah. for saying no.
Welcome back, everybody. So, thank you for tuning into this really short, abridged episode. Because we're a lot of stuff to do, college yeah. students.
Called going home.
Well, I have homework.
Oh, I don't.
Well, you go away. Anyways, next week's band will be Victory Bells. They'll be coming in for an interview, which is going to be great. You want to stay tuned for that. And then, Victory Bells is performing next week. On the 31st, Thursday, March 31st, at the Silver Dollar Room.
Good looking guy.
But the music, Simone. Focus.
I'm sorry. He's
focus.
I worked with him and it's very hard to work when he was
focus.
There.
Focus.
Great, good looking guy.
Turn off your microphone.
Guy. No. Okay, I won't die. I can't fight with you today, Josh. Hello? Okay, go on.
Anyways, as mentioned earlier, Tika Town. This is the website of artists GFL and Amanda Edwards. They have their new website that is coming out tomorrow, actually. And it's going to be more interactive, and it's going to have new apps for the iPhone and BlackBerry. And GFL artist Clever will be releasing his long-awaited debut single, titled Clever the Grim, which will be coming out second week of April. So to close off our episode for tonight, we're going to play Firework by Katy Perry.
Bye, you guys.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go. Shoot across the sky, baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, you're gonna leave them all in awe. You don't have to feel like a wasted space. You're original, cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the
you should.